Luke 14, verses 1 through 14. One Sabbath, when Jesus went to dine at the house of a ruler of the Pharisees, they were watching him carefully. And behold, there was a man before him who had dropsy. And Jesus responded to the lawyers and Pharisees, saying, "Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath or not?" But they remained silent. Then he took him and healed him and sent him away. And he said to them, "Which of you, having a son or an ox that has fallen into a well on a Sabbath day, will not immediately pull him out?" And they could not reply to these things. Now he told a parable to those who were invited when he noticed how they chose the places of honor, saying to them, "When you are invited by someone to a wedding feast, do not sit down in a place of honor, lest someone more distinguished than you be invited by him, and he who invited you both will come and say to you, 'Give your place to this person,' and then you will begin with shame to take the lowest place. But when you are invited, go and sit at the lowest place, so that when your host comes, he may say to you, 'Friend, move up higher.' Then you will be honored in the presence of all who sit at the table with you. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted." He said also to the man who had invited him, "When you give a dinner or a banquet, do not invite your friends or your brothers or your relatives or rich neighbors, lest they also invite you in return and you be repaid. But when you give a feast, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind, and you will be blessed, because they cannot repay you. You will be repaid at the resurrection of the just." Thus far, God's word. Let us sing praise. For these mighty words that tell us of things that we cannot see and that we cannot imagine, but we know them to be true, because if we are yours, we know them from the heart, a heart that you have taken and you have changed by your grace, so that we might know and realize and thus be humble to the dirt here and give all thanks and power and hope to you, our Father. Staggering, staggering things. How can it be that we should be reconciled to you? We pray now, hear us, Lord, as we contemplate these things for these few seconds. Let us now sing our closing hymn. Number 455, "And Can It Be That I Should Gain?" Stand to sing. Thank you. conviction, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. Trying to get it into their hearts and make the example of it. I don't know. It's very strange.
Well, yeah, I also found my understanding it's in a lot of places. He sent him out. After he healed him, he sent him out. So I'm thinking, two things come to mind. One, that he was humbled and now he's exalted, so he sent him out because he's too good to do that. But I also think that he often sent people to the priest to show you've been healed, so he could have done that. But it also makes me think he didn't have a place there. They didn't have a place for him to eat. He wasn't invited as far as to have part of the dinner. He was just a display to see what Jesus had, so they could condemn Jesus.
I think that's getting to it. I think what it is that anything would have opened the door to other legal arguments. Did the host invite him, it's not just the one question about healing on the Sabbath, but now, what should he do next? Is he really cleansed? Are there things about what does it say about dropsy? I have no idea. I don't know where else in the Bible it talks about dropsy. We see lots of lepers. Because there are rules about lepers. I'm not sure that we learned or kept about
dropsy. In the footnotes, it said, MacArthur said that dropsy, there's a swelling, as you said, that can be caused, and then it goes from kidney and liver and cancer, that those could be reasons for the swelling. It strikes me too that all the Pharisees and lawyers were there thinking, and really it's heretical thinking that they were fulfilling the law, that they were doing all these, they were loving the Lord their God with all their heart. I mean, they weren't being honest with themselves. They were deceived. But they thought that they were doing well because they weren't looking at God. They were looking at everybody else and saying, "Well, I'm doing all the good things."
And that's what's that, that, that's what. I,